Trust me, it's not my fault.
You feel like you got your confidence back? Seems like this weekend helped you kind of get back in that rhythm.
Yeah, definitely. We had two good weekends, and if you look at the last six, we haven't lost in six games. So from the point we were at about a month ago, 2 months ago, on the outside looking in, I think the guys are pretty happy to be in this position now that I think we're tied for first now, and we're pretty much in control of our own destiny at this point. So I think along with me and the whole team, we got our game together, we found our confidence, kind of got our swagger back, and now for the last eight games, we really got to come like we did this weekend and just put a lot of pressure on, be good defensively, and make smart plays and lay out bodies and block shots like we did this weekend.
Coach talked about you kind of needing to be dragged off the ice after the pregame skate on Friday. Was this a series that was more important for you, given what happened last time in Michigan?
Yeah, anytime you go out there and get swept, you gotta want to send a message to them. And I thought the guys came out really hard. Anytime you play a team like Michigan, where they're leading the nation pretty much, they had 4.2 goals for a game, and we look at that, and that's something that we always have in the back of our mind. So to hold them to two goals is a big part of our defensive game and how far that we've come within the last month even.
How much does this mean to you personally, though, with kind of the stretch you've had recently?
Yeah, it's big. I mean, I just kind of feel like my old self again, and it happens. It's just, it's hockey. In 3 years, you're going to have stretches like that, and it trickles down for me to the whole team, and I think from everyone down, we have a different mindset in practice. I think everyone kind of just said enough is enough, and we're playing like we should be playing as a team in our skill set.
How do you guys keep this momentum going now through the final stretch of the schedule?
Yeah, I think we just kind of stick to the game plan. For me, it's just three things every practice. It's, with narrow feet and just kind of having a little bit more narrow base and sticking to that. And I think for the guys, it's just kind of keeping that game plan and sticking with it because it's working. And I think we're finding the game at the right time, and rather get hot now than, back in October and then fade out.